This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, Lee, so looks like any moment now, and we're going to try to join it in progress. Hopefully it'll work better this time. The FBI is getting ready to have a press conference on the Charlie Kirk assassination suspect, who they have in custody.
I've got a source in here that I can bring up if you're not able to. So
okay, fantastic. And yes, because that is absolutely historic. We're going to want to see that for sure. We'll just jump to that. I'm hoping they tell us. I'm just dying to know who this person is. I've got a pretty good feeling that I know their background, but we'll see. But meanwhile, I want to play something, Lee, to get you to react to it. Kind of gave me chills, actually, because it was said on CNN by a conservative commentator who they had on to defend Charlie Kirk. Take a listen to what she said about how this was maybe not the best guy to kill in terms of Gen Z and the effect on Gen Z this could conceivably have. Take a listen.
Gen Z is going to be the most right-wing generation in 50 years. Statistically speaking, there was a huge turnout of youth voters for Donald Trump that was unexpected, something that's usually a Democratic stronghold. There's probably no individual more responsible for that than Charlie Kirk. You really can't underestimate and downplay how influential he was in activating young people and how hand-in-hand he was working with the Trump campaign to turn out younger voters. And I would just say this, echoing what David said, which is, you don't have to agree with a damn thing that he said, but he did it the way you're supposed to. He showed up and he debated people and he engaged.
Gen Z will be the most conservative generation, she says, Lee, but too late. It already is.
Yeah.
And I put this up, it's been 2 weeks ago now, August 21st, if you look it up on my feed, because it's remarkable. It's a chart, pollster put it up, shows the percentage of white men and women registered with either party going back 100 years. Right now, men are registered Republican at the highest rate, men 18 to 29, that they have ever been in the last 100 years, going back to 1925. They are at the lowest Democrat rate, registration rate, they have ever been in 120 years, just 29%. And when Donald Trump says he won the youth vote, He did not win young women, but he won so many young men that, yes, across the entire category, he did win the youth vote. It'd be great if he could win young women, too. That would be fantastic. So, you know, question, Lee, as you start to think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You killed a guy who looked even younger than he was, a guy who hung out on college campuses, a guy who 3,000 young people at a pop would show up to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, the people most affected around me are my kids.
Right.
Even my daughter, again, I've been talking about this. She's like, oh, mom, politics. And she rolls her eyes, you know. She says, oh, I'm not into it. She was just gut punched by this. She was trying to understand. We were on the walk the other day. You know, why, mom? Why would they do this? He was just a nice guy. He was just talking to people. They came up to him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go to them. I mean, he did. He set up a booth, but you could just walk by and he's going to street bark at you or anything. I mean, why? And she couldn't understand. And I said, this, now you are saying this is who they are. This is what I've been fighting every day of my adult life. I have done something to fight these people. Even if it's just a post on the internet, this is who they are. And I was like, can you see it now? It's not that she, you know, she just doesn't care, you know, like either side, or that's
right.
Her point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, if you'll excuse the pun here, is it going to be a turning point in American politics? Because you are now going to have a generation of, at very least, young males, if not young people, period, who are going to see what liberal progressive policies have done. They have killed a man. They've killed a man. You've seen it. They've watched the video. And it was a man who was talking to people, having the conversation, using the First Amendment the way it was intended to be done, the way that Democrats claim they want to have a discussion, they want to have a forum, you know, they want to have have people have their voice. Well, he had his voice, and it was taken. And this, Charlie Kirk may wind up being the martyr that a bunch of new young Republicans are going to look up to. And I do not want to go out and predict, you know, victory from here on out.
No.
But that is certainly going to be something that is going to be in the Republicans' favor come 2026 and 2028. If there is any connection whatsoever to any Democrat or Democratic organization with this suspect that has been caught, that is fair game and should be used to the fullest by Republican strategists. And they need to make sure that, you know, when they have their candidates, that they're well vetted, and I mean the Republican candidates, and that they most likely can count on some of that youth vote, which for decades has been in the camp of the Democrats, and it may not any longer be that.
Yeah, especially, and I don't know if this person who did this, and we'll find out in a minute, I think hopefully who it is. The FBI is going to give an update. I don't know if he thought this through. I mean, you want to talk about a mask slip. We've always been able to see who the Democrat leadership was. Not all Democrats. It's not line, you know, vote right. Your average voter. But I'm talking about the leadership and who they really
right.
were.
Leadership, the funders,
yes.
the influencers, the policymakers, the people behind the scenes that are controlling the auto pen or the or whatever.
And again, like I said, for my daughter, this was a like light bulb moment. This was a watershed moment. Like where she could really see, okay, mom, roll your eyes. You know, these are your political views. And I kept saying, no, I'm fighting evil. You have to understand this is the same evil that is taking over the Democrat Party. And by evil, I'm talking about communism and socialism. I can point to what it actually is. There, you know, they now have this guy running in New York. I said, this is the same evil that killed 100 million people in the last century. Mm-hmm. It has a body count. It is called Marxism.
Yes.
And it can be traced back to one man, Marx, and the dying started soon after his book got popular. You know, when you're, it's not they're bad because they're Democrats. They are bad because they are the Democrat Party is just a brand. It's a label. It's been different things at different times in America, you know, going all the way back. It's not that. It's the Marxism infecting the Democrat Party and the socialism infecting the Democrat Party and the totalitarianism that goes with those things. That is what we fear. And that is the violence that we are seeing month after month after month after month after month. As I've documented, every single month there is a left-wing killer trying to kill somebody that he perceives wrongly to be involved here.
You know, back in my generation, Democrats may have some sympathy for communists and socialists, but they didn't want to align too closely with them. But they certainly drew the line at Marxism. We no longer have that.
No, we don't.
They're embracing it.
We don't. And look, and I want to show you how this infection has spread, because it is an infection. New survey, it's just published by the College Fix. 1 in 3 college students think some level of violence is acceptable to stop campus speech they don't like. No, it's never acceptable.
No, walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away.
So, and this idea that, well, I got to stop the speech. Like you said, no, just walk away. It's okay if people believe different things than you.
Yeah.
If you can't cope with that, don't even bother getting married, okay? Like, just don't even bother.
Yeah, they're really. You know? That's not going to end well.
No, because you're going to disagree on something with your children and your best friend and your spouse. And I mean, this is life.
Well, I even disagree with myself occasionally.
Yeah, that's always interesting. Is that why you're walking down the hall mumbling?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
you're telling yourself.
You got it, yeah. Why did I do that?
Yeah, okay. So, Texter writes, shame this isn't the midterm year. This would really spark the Gen Z crowd. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what people think here. But anyway, coming up on the show, we have got, the lines are already stacked. I love to see that. And a very short interview. And then I'm going to try to just ask everybody who's waiting to keep it short so we can get as many callers in as possible. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's that little bit of cold in the air this weekend. It's going to be 90 this weekend, but, you know, earlier this week, you can tell that the season is turning. And for me, my son, Crash, and I, we always mark the Christmas season with Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's his favorite thing. He's already demanded to go back this year, Jeff Plate. What can we expect to see? You are, of course, with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What can folks expect this year?
Well, for people that have already seen us, I think you know what the show is and what the band is all about. We come into town with 20 tractor trailers full of lighting and production. There's a very strong holiday theme to the show that we perform. There's some other classical music themes that are woven into this original music that Paul O'Neill wrote. But all in all, it really is one of the most unique shows out there on the road. Here we are. It's 2025. We started touring in 1999. The fan base is still growing every year. The fans keep coming out every year. These shows keep selling out. And it's just amazing how this show and how this music has really connected with so many millions of people across the country.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell people about it. You used the term dazzling pyrotechnics. We were not, when we first went 3 years ago, we were not expecting the lasers. And I can't even describe, they're amazing.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this show. I tell people all the time, just come see it. It's one thing to look at video online and hear it described, but until you sit in the room and get snowed on and feel the heat from the pyro, and like you mentioned, the lasers shooting over your head, there really is no experience like it. And as I mentioned, this is something that's kept fans coming back every year. When we started touring, Paul O'Neill kind of set this standard that he really wanted to, what was his term? Assault the senses. He wanted sonically the band to sound fantastic. He wanted to affect you emotionally with the songs and with the lyrics, but visually he wanted to just create something that was spectacular. And the man certainly achieved that. And our production and management team are really great at maintaining that every year.
Well, my son he actually brought it up a few weeks ago, already demanding, wanted to know if we were going and when we were going, and it's still hot outside. He's a big Christmas buff. When can I get tickets? Where can I get tickets? And how can I plan for it?
Tickets are on sale today for the general public. www.trans-siberian.com, excuse me, is the place to go for all the information on the tour and where to get tickets. So, yeah, get them while you can. They always sell fast.
Okay, and it's, say that again, www.trans-siberian.com?
Trans-siberian.com.
Okay, I'm writing it down for me too. Trans-siberian.com. And you will be back at the Well on Friday, December 12th. So there's two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., correct?
Yep.
Okay,
that sounds good.
So that's for December 12th, but go ahead and buy your tickets. And are they on sale right now, or is there a time they go on sale today?
I believe they go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
yep. Greenville is one of our hot spots too. We always do extremely well there.
I bet you do. Folks here just love a good Christmas. And of course, Rush Limbaugh loved the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You remember that about him. If you're a Rush Limbaugh fan, Jeff Plate, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and have a wonderful show.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. All right. Let's jump on the line with some folks wanting to kind of sound off this morning on what's let's drop in with Mick from Greer. I don't think I've talked to Mick before. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Tara, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, so I just wanted to say a little something about this amateur rifleman that took out Charlie Kirk. It seems like anybody with a rifle could do this. So being an amateur rifleman, there are things like called maximum point blank range, like with a .30-06 caliber from an old Mauser that he used. Anybody could sight that in for 100 yards and be 3 inches low or 3 inches high at 200 yards. That's why they call it maximum point blank range. I guess my point is that any of our fairest people and pundits need to not go out in public, like you keep saying.
I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking a lot about it, especially if in a few minutes we find out the name of this guy and everybody finds out who he is. I just think the left's going to turn him into a rock star if they perceive him to be one of them.
Yeah, I think we're going to find he's not going to be a trained individual. He's just going to be somebody with basic rifle knowledge. I could put a rifle in his hand today and he could go do it again tomorrow. I'm sure your Rambo Loco could tell you a little bit more about rifle ballistics, but yeah.
You say you told Tim you're a weapons specialist. How much training would you need with that gun to pull this off?
Not much. Literally, I could hand somebody that rifle tomorrow and tell them to take a deep breath and let it out slowly and pull the trigger and they would get it done. It's literally that easy.
Well, we have to hope that this is an individual. Look, let's just hope this is a one-off and not something that we have to keep talking about. Let's jump on the line with Ray. Ray wants to talk about Charlie Kirk. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Tara. Listen, at work, I had somebody, the way I found about this horrible incident, horrific incident, somebody came up and told somebody else and was laughing about it. I was in Chick-fil-A today in Easley, South Carolina, and I heard two young, and then that person was probably 30 years old, late 30s. I was in Chick-fil-A this morning, and I overheard two young men sitting there, probably 18, 20 years old, laughing about it. And we all know it's related back to the Democrats. They want to say what they want to say. But I wish Donald Trump would sign an executive order and bring back the firing squad, put these people out there for the whole world to see. Say it day in and day out, day in and day out. Let this person stress over that during that time. Put it in the heads of these people and let them think about it. It's going to happen to you. Go ahead and try it. Something's got to happen. They want to voice these people. Let's talk about, oh, he's going to hell. He's going to go before the farm squad.
Amen to that. And you know what? And you know, and I want to thank you for your phone call. You know that Utah has a firing squad. So I'm really hoping that we just get out of the way and yet you let Utah prosecute him. The reason I say that is I'm afraid to let the feds prosecute him. Because even if we get a death penalty for him, I'm afraid the next Democrat president will simply commute the death penalty part of the sentence. If not commute the whole sentence, these Democrats are crazy. Utah is going to be Republican for a very long time. And we can be fairly certain that if it takes 20 years to put this guy before the firing squad, he will eventually make his way there. And I want him to face bullets. I want him to die the way that he took out Charlie Kirk. So I hope we just stay out of it. I know Trump likes to, and Pam Bondi like to get their hands on everything to make sure it's handled right. I get it. But this is one I would let Utah handle. They got this. There is no way this guy gets past a Utah jury. I mean, he just doesn't. But thank you very much for your phone call. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and dive out now. We are also, we're waiting, got the whole bank of phone calls also waiting on this FBI press conference. So let's dive out now so we can go back early. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
We got a name and a face. The internet already digging it deep to figure out who radicalized 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. That's his name. According to the New York Post, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson got a $32,000 a year scholarship to attend the University of Utah. Wow. Threw it all away. Stupidity. Eric Spracklin writes, a full audit of his digital footprint must be made public. Yeah, that's underway right now. Tyler Robinson has just exploded online. People are going through finding this guy. What a way to throw your life away. What a way to throw two lives away. What stupidity. 22 years old. Yeah, they've already found his mom. Just so many lives destroyed by the stupidity. But 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah, per multiple reports, that is who is in custody. You're supposed to hear an update by the FBI any moment. And I'm just going through this. Let's see. I don't know if that's him. Yeah, I don't know about that guy. I'm going to be really careful what I'm saying here as I'm going through this because I don't want to get details wrong on it. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And let's see, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
Good morning, Kara. One thing I would like to stress at this time is prayer. And one of the things that I do morning, noon, and night is, Jesus, I trust in you. Guide me through this day. Protect me through this day. Paul Morrow brought up last night your concerns that our Secret Service is grossly understaffed. And I'm like you. I want everybody that is in the political realm out there in public to be so aware of it. I remember JFK assassination, sixth grade. The Democrats did that to him. I was obsessed with reading everything I could in regards to that. And there again, that was the Democrats back then already obsessed with doing whatever they had to do to continue their evil agenda. God bless us all. God bless you and all of WORD that keep us so well informed.
Oh,
you
well,
educate
thank
us. You educate us and give us the tools to continue on in fighting this evil we have in this world right now. God bless you, Tara, and God bless the Kirk family.
Oh, I know. I feel exactly like you do. Lucy, thank you so much for your phone call. It's just, it is all heartbreaking. But there's always a reason for everything. And I feel strongly in my gut there's a reason for this too. Sometimes reasons for things are not obvious till many years later. But I want to thank you for your phone call and for your kind words. Okay, 800-905-0989 if you want to get on the show. UK Daily Mail's got more information. Suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination has been identified as Tyler Robinson, a 22-year-old Utah resident. There's an online video of him and his parents. They're cheering when he gets a $32,000 scholarship to go to the school where he would ultimately assassinate, allegedly, Charlie Kirk. Law enforcement sources told the UK Daily Mail Robinson was taken into custody as the alleged assassin who killed Kirk at the rally at Utah Valley University in Utah. The killer confessed to his father, who is a 27-year veteran of the Washington County Sheriff's Department. Mm. The father then contacted authorities and secured his son before he could be taken into custody. I don't know what secured his son means. I'm sure we'll find out. His mother, Amber Robinson, works for Intermountain Support Coordination Services, a company contracted by the state of Utah to help disabled people receive care. Robinson was a student at Utah Valley University. Social media profiles show Robinson, who has two younger brothers, often enjoying family vacations, sharing smiling selfies, including some celebrating the alleged killer getting into college. He was taken into custody around, oh, okay, this is interesting, 11 p.m. So they did. They've had him since yesterday. He was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. local time in southern Utah, so last night. He lives in a $600,000 six-bedroom home in Washington, Utah. It's about 260 miles south of Kirk's assassination in Orem. Officials have yet to confirm a motive in the assassination. Authorities said at a press conference on Thursday night that Robinson will face the death penalty if convicted. Mm. At least, you know, look, we can all be grateful that they were able to get him into custody before he was able to hurt anyone else. But just overall, what a terrible tragedy. He's pictured online on social media with his dad, with his mom, in his graduation gear. Just all of this is so hard. But I feel for that family. They're going to go through absolute hell. I do. Just in a different way than Charlie Kirk's family. This just didn't have to be. It just didn't. All right. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. John in Spartanburg.
Hey, how you doing, Tara?
Good.
Hey, I know the kid did it and all that, from what we're seeing and everything, but there's no way possible this kid could have done by itself. Not in one picture or video that I've seen this kid, I have seen him with a bolt action 30-06. You can look that gun up with a higher power scope on it. That gun is at least 3 foot long. That's a big gun. You can't break it down. And I haven't seen this kid with the gun at all. So that tells me somebody else was involved in on this. He just didn't do it by itself.
I don't know what to tell you on this. We'll have to hear from the Trump FBI, and I've got definitely more confidence in them than I would if it was the Biden or Kamala Harris FBI. So we'll certainly see, and just keep our eyes peeled for details. Rayleigh in Greenville, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Tara. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and tell you, as a 22-year-old, Charlie Kirk really meant a lot to me. And I've always been into politics since I was young. Really started getting into it because of Rush Limbaugh. And this is an extreme loss for our country. But I wanted to let everyone know, in Greenville tonight at Unity Park, there will be a prayer vigil honoring Charlie at 7 o'clock if anybody wants to come.
That's Unity Park tonight, you said, at 7 o'clock prayer vigil,
yes,
for Charlie Kirk.
In Greenville.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm really glad that people are remembering him. And I can hear how upset that you are from your voice. You're just choking me up again. And you're not alone. Just, you know, even my boys have walked around with tears in their eyes for the last couple of days. This has really gut punched a lot of people. And I just want to thank you for listening to the show and for calling in. Anything else you want to add?
My mom, she used to live here and then moved to California, and she still listens to you. She's probably listening to you right now on the radio. So she's a driving factor, but I think Charlie was just such a great guy. And, you know, as a Christian, I think it's hard to not be scared of sharing your faith and sharing what you believe, especially as a young person. But, you know, tonight, I don't care if there's only 5 people there. Charlie wouldn't want me to be afraid of not a lot of people coming. So I'm going to do it for him.
That's awesome that you're doing it. You know, you said, you know, talking about sharing your Christian faith, there's so much good news here. I mean, your generation is the first in my lifetime, and we've just seen this, and I know you know this from listening to the show, in recent weeks we've had polls coming out showing the first generation to increase its church attendance, not decrease its church attendance. So there's something special going on with your generation. We see hints of it all of the time. So I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Me too. Well, thank you for taking my call, and I hope people do come out and honor him tonight.
Amen, Riley. Thanks so much for listening. Tell your mom thanks too. Okay, awaiting that FBI press conference, but start any minute on Tyler Robinson. Finding out a few things about him for those of you just tuning in. He is 22, is a Utah resident, suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination. He's who they have in custody. Killed Kirk at a rally at Utah Valley University in Utah. His mother, Amber Robinson, works for the Intermountain Support Coordination Services, a company contracted by the state of Utah to help disabled people receive care. Robinson was a student at Utah State University on a scholarship. It's not clear if he's still there or not. Huge scholarship, $32,000 scholarship. Kid just threw his whole life away. Reminds me of Luigi Mangione, actually. Obviously smart, capable, whole life ahead of him. Just stupidity. The accused killer, Tyler Robinson, confessed to his father, Matt, who's a 27-year veteran of the Washington County Sheriff's Department. That had to be tough for his dad. His dad then contacted authorities, and the way they're reporting it is secured his son before he could be taken into custody. The family's social media profiles show Robinson, who has two younger brothers, often enjoying family vacations and sharing smiling selfies, including some celebrating the alleged killer getting into college. Again, he's 22 now. Robinson was taken into custody around 11 p.m. local time, so they got him last night. Been in custody this whole time. And of course, Donald Trump personally went on Fox News this morning on Fox and Friends to announce that they had someone in custody. Trump announced it personally. It's the first thing he knew, at least publicly. He grew up and still apparently lives, is the way they're right. So I don't know if he lived at home or what. Lives in a $600,000 six-bedroom home in Washington, Utah. That's about 260 miles south of Kirk's assassination in Orem, and officials have yet to confirm a motive in the assassination. And of course, authorities said at a press conference last night that he will face the death penalty if convicted. It's not clear if that's going to be Utah or if that's going to be federal. I'm, again, hoping it's Utah. And again, Trump, as I said, announced the arrest and appearance on Fox News. God bless. Oh, it's awful. It's going to tear so many people apart. Texter writes, at least the father did the right thing for the country and not to protect his son. Another texter writes, Kirk was spreading his conservative message in Asia days before he was killed. Another texter writes, I firmly believe this monster killed a future U.S. president. Oh, tragic. Stay tuned right here for Mike Gallagher and have a wonderful weekend. Be sure to check out the Battleground America podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.